This is Carol Cando-Pineda from the Federal Trade Commission. Welcome back to Making the Most of Online Auctions. Let's talk now about some tips for buyers and tips for sellers. So for you buyers, before you're bidding, become familiar with the auction site. Never assume that the rules of one auction site apply to another. If the site offers a step-by-step tutorial on the bidding process, take it. You won't be sorry. It can save you frustration and a lot of disappointment later. Find out what protections the auction site offers to buyers. Some sites provide free insurance or guarantees for items that are not delivered, not authentic, or not what the seller claims. Know exactly what you're bidding on. Read the seller's description of the item or service, and a photograph is posted, look at it. Read the fine print. Look for words like refurbished, closeout, discontinued, or off-brand, especially when shopping for computer or electronic equipment. It'll give you a better idea of the condition of the item. Sometimes this information and other important terms are in a contract that may be found by following a hyperlink in the listing to the seller's online store. Try to determine the relative value of an item before you bid. Be skeptical if the price sounds too low or too good to be true, if it's not realistic. Brick-and-mortar stores and price comparison sites may be good for reality checks. Find out all you can about the seller. Avoid doing business with sellers you can't identify, especially those who try to lure you off the auction site with promises of a better deal. Don't trust emails alone. Some fraudulent sellers have forged email headers that make follow-up difficult, if not impossible. Get the seller's telephone number is another way to get in touch. Dial the number and confirm that it's correct. Don't wait till there's a problem to try to make sure that you have a telephone number that works. Some auction sites post feedback ratings of sellers based on comments by other buyers. It's always a good idea to check that out. Just remember, the comments can give you some idea of how you'll be treated. Sometimes they're submitted by the seller themselves or people the seller pays to comment positively. A sham seller can build up his reputation by selling many low-cost items before making fraudulent sales of higher-cost items. So that's not to say don't check, but just, you know, be skeptical. Consider whether the item comes with a warranty and whether follow-up service is available if you need it. Many sellers don't have the expertise or facilities to provide services for the goods that they sell. If this is the case with your seller, be sure you're willing to forfeit that protection before